When you watch a presidential debate, it's easy to think that the nation is deeply divided over economic policy. But when you talk to the experts, to economists, turns out they agree on an enormous number of issues. Our Planet Money team wondered what it would sound like if you could take some of those academic ideas about the economy and put them in a candidate's mouth. NPR's Robert Smith finds out.
To create a dream candidate, you need a dream team. We took five leading economists of all different stripes, conservative, liberal.
You could probably describe me as left of center, to be fair.
Pro-market, but not necessarily pro-business.
I'm a pretty hardcore free market guy.
I'm a professor of health economics at the Harvard School of Public Health.
I think of myself as a radical pragmatist.
And we said to this team, put all your differences aside and tell us, what can you actually agree on? In an ideal world, what should the presidential candidates be talking about? Luigi Zingales from the University of Chicago Booth School started off with something pretty uncontroversial. The United States tax code is a disaster.
All the loopholes and differences, and in particular deductions.
Now, politicians say this all the time, and they rarely give a solution. But our economists all agreed on a pretty good way to fix it. The United States, they all said, needs to get rid of a giant tax deduction that, unfortunately, millions of Americans love and enjoy.
The mortgage interest deduction.
The mortgage interest deduction.
Mortgage interest is extremely perverse.
If you own a home, pay a mortgage, you can write off the interest on your taxes. And if you're one of the lucky ones, it's awesome. A little help from Uncle Sam to live the American dream. But to an economist, a tax break is a multi-billion dollar gift to a very particular group. In this case, a group that doesn't always need the money. Here's Dean Baker. He's a liberal with the Center for Economic and Policy Research, and a conservative, Luigi Zingales.
It just makes no sense that, you know, if we have Bill Gates or whoever, some very wealthy person, we're subsidizing them to get an expensive home.
So because rich people receive a much larger subsidy, the price of houses increase so much that it actually makes less affordable for the poorer people.
If you totally eliminate this deduction, the U.S. government would have an extra $100 billion a year to pay down the deficit or maybe lower overall taxes. Why wouldn't a politician at least float the idea? Well, we wanted to see how it would sound. So we hired an actor, we wrote him a stump speech, and put him in front of a fake audience.
That's why when I'm elected President of the United States, I have a special plan for the middle class. All of you Americans who own your own homes, I promise to raise your tax bill by thousands of dollars a year.
And that's why no one elects economists.
Catherine Baker from Harvard says as painful and as unpopular as eliminating deductions would be, there is an upside. The system would be more fair, and it would bring in all this extra revenue to the government. So I asked the panel, any chance with all that extra money you could maybe lower some tax rates too? Well, our economists did agree on one tax that has to go.
Read my lips. No taxes for corporations. Zero, nada, nothing.
This is not going to go over well with the middle class either. Right now, President Obama and Mitt Romney are advocating lower corporate taxes, but no one said get rid of them altogether. But our conservative and liberal economists agree, in principle at least. Here's Dean Baker.
We don't want to prevent Microsoft or General Motors, whoever it might be, from investing more and improving their product line. That's a good thing, in my view.
Our economist said if you want to tax rich people as part of public policy, tax rich people, tax the owners of the corporation, but don't tax the profits from the corporation that are reinvested in creating jobs. Now, before you think that our economic dream team has nothing but unpopular ideas, there is more to the plan. Later today on All Things Considered, our economists say there might just be a way to get rid of income taxes altogether. And they unveil their big plan to combat illegal drugs.
Make them legal.
And other economic wisdom you won't hear in the debates. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.